Egypt's president, Mohamed Morsi, has ordered an investigation into the sexual harassment of women. That's after more than 1,000 complaints of harassment were filed during the four-day Muslim holiday last month. And newly formed vigilante groups are taking matters into their own hands. Groups of men are hunting down perpetrators in Cairo. While some applaud that, others say it's a sign of how lawless Egypt has become. NPR's Leila Fadel has the story.
Young men in yellow vests gather in Cairo's iconic Tahrir Square. They're carrying cans of spray paint, but none of them is a graffiti artist. They are part of an anti-sexual harassment campaign called Estergat, or Be a Man. Emblazoned on the back of their vests are the words harassment prevention. The spray paint is to tag grabby young men and send them on their way, marked as harassers. That's one of the volunteers, Mohab Salim, lecturing young guys gathered nearby on why it's wrong to harass women.
I was telling them about the event, that they shouldn't try to molest girls because the fact that they gave themselves the right to molest a female, we gave ourselves the right to molest him, the molester.
Salim runs ahead of the other volunteers searching for men on the prowl. But the methods used to combat sexual violence are not only nonviolent. Salim sees a man he thinks has touched a girl. He grabs him and slaps him in the face. A brawl breaks out. One of the volunteers yells to the others not to hit anyone unless they're sure he harassed a girl. In Cairo, harassing a woman in the street has become common practice, and it predates last year's uprising. Jeanette Abdelalim is an activist with a group called I've Seen Harassment.
It was a very widespread practice under Mubarak, the idea of assaulting and sexually harassing female activists and journalists using conscripts or thugs. And when we filed complaints, no measures were taken.
She says the problem of harassment has continued since Hosni Mubarak's ouster. Mass protests have been tarnished by harrowing assaults on women by mobs of young men. In response, a flood of anti-harassment groups has popped up across the city. Jeanette Abdelalim defends these groups, saying they draw attention to a problem which is not a high priority for the government right now. But some worry that the cure could be as bad as the affliction. On another recent patrol, the vigilantes caught three young men they accused of making a grab for a girl's behind. The scene was chaotic. The young guys looked terrified as the Be a Man volunteers pinned them down and spray-painted the word harasser on the backs of their shirts. Some were sprayed in the face. Volunteer Mohab Salim thinks this vigilante justice will change things.
I don't know. If I was walking the street and I molested a girl and I got beat up and trashed and had my dignity put into a bin, I think the next time I'll think 1,000 times before I try to act funny with a girl next time.
The group has already had its fair share of run-ins with the police. On the first day of the campaign, one of the vigilantes got in a fight with a cop who refused to arrest the alleged harassers caught by the volunteers. Mohamed Taymor is one of the organizers of Be a Man.
We tried yesterday to make the police cooperate with us, but they didn't cooperate with us, so that's why we work it on our own.
Taymor says it's up to people like him to make a statement that touching women in the street is unacceptable, because the police won't do it. Leila Faldin, NPR News, Cairo.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.